Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Hari, a historic statue of a Revolutionary War general down in Savannah, Georgia, has been vandalized in an incident that city officials are calling, quote, no laughing matter. What did those vandals do to that statue?
Did they remove his hat?
They did not remove his hat.
Well,
they added something.
They put a red nose on him.
No.
Did they put glasses on him?
No. But you're getting closer.
Close.
Oh, what's the better to googly see you, my darling?
Oh, they put googly eyes.
They put googly eyes on the statue. They glued him right on.
That's a good clue.
And if you think the authorities look surprised, you should see the statue. The googly eyes were stuck on a statue of Revolutionary War General Nathanael Greene, making him look less determined to bring freedom to the colonies and more awooga.
Wait a second. They desecrated a U.S. general. They desecrated a general, and they went after a Revolutionary War general.
Yeah, I know. You'd
in
think
Savannah.
There are so many better targets, but they went for this guy, apparently. Yeah. In the vandals' defense, some historians think the new look may accurately represent the look on General Greene's face when he said, "There's going to be a hip-hop musical about whom?" If you want to see the image of the statue with the googly eyes, Google googly-eyed statue on google.com. Amy, police in California are investigating claims that a high school student brought in cookies for her class that may have been laced with what?
Her grampy's ashes.
Yes, indeed.
Oh.
Although, we heard it was her grandma, but at this point, how can you tell? According to reports, the student brought in a tray of cookies that had been baked with both love and also her grandma's ashes, and she fed them to at least 10 other kids in the class. It's terrible. It could have been worse. She could have made the cookies with raisins.
Well, it was her grandmother recipe.
Exactly.
Isn't that what they mean by that?
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing. She literally pulled a senior prank.
She did? Her classmates should have suspected something was amiss when she served the cookies out of an urn.
Do we ever find out what her motivation was?
No, it's an absolute mystery. We don't know why she did it, whether she did it on purpose, but the school assures us that everybody's health is fine. There's just a bunch of children who will never eat cookies.
Well, you know, people used to always ask me what was in my grandmother's ravioli, and
now we know.
C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.